The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got the Robbins trifecta coming up in just a few. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, this is kind of interesting. That Chevalier lady, Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier in New York, the communist, and don't call her a communist. Well, some tweets were unearthed by CNN's Andrew Kaczynski.
More?
Yeah, some more. Praising Karl Marx as an essential must-read, complained public libraries didn't have enough books by Lenin and other Marxist leaders, and was upset that a bookstore's banned books display did not include the complete works of, well, J.V. Stalin. She also, showed affection for a lot of communist leaders. One archived tweet from 2020 quoted Assata Shakur. This is a former Black Liberation Army member who, in 1977, was convicted for murdering a New Jersey state trooper. She wound up escaping and fleeing to Cuba. In the quote, Shakur said that she preferred Ho Chi Minh, Kim Il-sung, Che Guevara, or Fidel Castro before studying Marx and Lenin because the two white dudes had made contributions to revolutionary struggle that were too great to be ignored. The latest batch, though, of unearthed tweets comes after previous deleted posts showed her describing the U.S. flag as a napkin. Wipe her hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you call them anti-American communists? Well, see, because they're anti-American communists.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Just accurate.
You know, if they played basketball every day, I'd call them basketball players.
Yes, you would.
She could be going to Congress and probably will be going to Congress.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Speaking of the flag, you hear what happened in the town of Newbury, Massachusetts? This is where residents say they were warned that flying flags on their own properties could violate endangered species laws.
Hmm.
Plum Island homeowners received a notice from the town of Newbury warning that it had become aware of the use of devices and materials intended to deter protected shorebirds from using local beach and dune systems. Letter listed Mylar streamers, flags, and reflective materials as examples of such devices. And their residents are like, we can't fly flags on our own property? Because of the endangered birds? Are you joking?
In honor of America's 250th birthday, they should all fly flags. Up yours, government.
Do birds crash into the flags?
I don't
Is
know.
Is that the problem? I've never seen that happen.
But in the letter, it said noncompliance may result in state or federal enforcement actions, and thus the town urges residents to comply with applicable state and federal wildlife protection laws.
Wow.
Okay.
Going to mess up a lot of car dealerships who had the big inflatable guy out there in their
You got to watch out for that.
Parking lot for the big 4th of the July weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, different residents there were speaking with Fox saying, I don't understand it.
That's crazy.
Now, the town administrator said the town is not in any way attempting to interfere with the property owner's rights to use their property or to restrict their use of their property for ordinary and patriotic purposes.
Huh.
They're just trying to spread the word about protecting endangered species.
Hmm.
That's not what it sounded like to a whole lot of the people there. So we'll see where that one goes.
Wow.
Now, it's a different situation where, like in Utah, where they have said, and the governor had said, okay, because of the wildfires and the threat, you can't do fireworks.
Yeah. They understand.
I can understand that.
That you understand.
Yeah.
But with this one, I think they should have, like, the Plum Island Bird Massacre.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have all the bird people going absolutely nuts then, David. They will not have it. Oh, my gosh.
You think they fly into the flag and just kind of bounce off of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it wouldn't.
Like it wouldn't kill them.
It's not like going into glass.
Oh, no. Right.
I mean, I was just at the beach over the weekend, and people were flying kites because it was really windy.
Yeah.
And, birds seem to have the ability to avoid those things in the sky.
They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, world naked bike ride, you know. You've got to have the nude cyclists out there. One guy, not a fan, he got his BB gun out.
Uh-oh.
Started taking target practice. Ooh. Can't do that. No, that's against the law. That makes the news, you know.
Some charges after allegedly shooting two people with a BB gun at a naked bike riding event in downtown L.A.
You're laughing, David.
I am. I'm not condoning, but I understand.
It's like, why do we need this? You know what's shocking as I'm seeing part of the video that's all pixelated? Mostly dudes.
Yeah.
It usually is.
Of course it is.
And the guy, I mean, you know, I'm hoping they weren't standing up pedaling when the guy was shooting BBs at them.
Well, wouldn't you? You'd be pretty scared.
Well.
No, you'd be sitting. You'd be protected.
A lot of those guys, it's too small of a target.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Around 11 this morning near the intersection of Temple Street and North Alameda Street, police say a male suspect dressed in all black and riding a scooter fired the BB gun at the nude cyclist. Two victims were treated for lacerations at the scene. The suspect will be charged with assault of a deadly weapon, and more charges are pending.
A deadly weapon?
BB gun's a deadly weapon?
Dang.
Boom.
I mean, you can put an eye out. We all know that. But deadly?
Could hurt if it hit you, I guess.
We used to have the pellet gun wars with my cousin.
I know.
Should have been charged. Assault with a deadly weapon.
My brother and I had the game. You got to make it from one tree to the other. It's open fire. How quick are you? Didn't realize that was a deadly weapon.
It is.
Hmm.
Now you know.
Well, it is L.A.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for your big three,
yeah,
Scotty?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, it's good to see you on a Monday. I don't know what you did all weekend, but I don't know. Sounded like a good time.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Tried calling him. He didn't even pick up.
Three.
Yep.
He's busy.
Number three, Trump is hopping mad about the Save America Act.
Yeah, Trump is wrapping up the pressure now in the Senate to pass the Save America Act, particularly after the Supreme Court decided to deliver a big blow in the mail-in ballots, right? 47 even calls out Rhino holdouts by name. He's like, I need Murkowski, Collins, Cassidy, McConnell. No more excuses! Done with you! All caps. So there's only one reason to oppose, and that is cheating. All caps, exclamation point. Now, in light of the law, says the Supreme Court today, of course, concerning the Voters' Rights Act. Here's the deal, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The Save America Act, which is, here's what it does. All voters must show photo ID identification. Reasonable. All voters must show proof of citizenship. Not unreasonable. No mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. That's it. That's it. End of story.
But what if you just got married and your name changed? And it's all the same excuses, isn't it?
Over and over again.
Yeah.
None of that makes any sense. So the pressure is on, man. We'll see how many of these people flip.
We'll see. You both have predicted it ain't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And right now, Susan Collins is not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think she will either.
There's no way. And I understand it from her perspective because she's running in a competitive race against that Nazi nut, Graham Plattner.
Yeah.
And then if she votes for this, then Plattner gets to say, she's trying to steal people's votes.
What's Mitch's problem?
You know, I understand all that. Sometimes I just want to say, just do the right freaking thing.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah.
Don't worry about the consequences. Just do what's right.
And by the way, as we've discussed on this show many, many times, there is very little in this country that 80% of us agree with.
True.
And that's this voting act.
Yes.
People want this.
Well, they not so much the voting act. They agree with photo ID to vote.
Well, it's just part of the voting act. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There you
okay.
Go.
Now, on with the countdown.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, archaeologists discovered freeze-dried potatoes.
This is so weird. Archaeologists in Peru just recently uncovered a very unusual find, freeze-dried potatoes that date back centuries before the U.S. was even founded. The potatoes were found. I guess they were buried, and they were preserved. I saw the picture of them. They look like big flat potatoes.
Really?
Yeah, afterwards, the archaeologist had some tasty hash browns. Fired up the old grill and threw them on there.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally,
would have been cool if they did.
Number one, you can divorce your parents now, apparently.
Yeah, Assembly Bill 1967. Is moving right now through the California legislature with barely a ripple of public attention or pushback. The bill, authored by LGBTQ rights activist turned assembly member Rich Zuber, would allow children of any age to initiate state dependency proceedings against their own parents.
Any age.
Any age.
Oh, my gosh.
The parents will not even know this has happened until the die is already cast. The bill is designed to make it easier for kids to escape parental authority and become wards of the state. It relies on the terms abuse as justification. Word, of course, which anyone's been paying any attention at all, means anything you disagree with. Essentially.
Well, what the bill is really about is making it easier to become victims of diddlers.
Yes.
That's what it's really about.
Yes. And they say you don't hear anything about this. No ripple effect, no pushback, no gigantic outrage. It's just going through.
That's insane.
So a 12-year-old kid can become a ward of the state, which, again, that's insane.
Yes. Yeah. And what is the provision you just have to say for any reason?
Any justification, yeah. But you can use abuse. Abuse is one of the big ones. They'll say, well, my parents abused me. Now, what does that mean? That means that, you know, they disciplined you.
They didn't let me on my smartphone 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's abuse. I can divorce my parents now.
That's...
You can hold that over their head.
Man, oh, man.
Holy smokes, man.
Did you ever run away from home, ever?
I never did, no.
David, no.
My brother did, but it's the old story. He made it to the stop sign down the street and then came back.
Yeah, my daughter.
Well, I at least made it a few blocks. I mean, I was around the town. It was a small town, but, you know.
My daughter was about four.
Yeah.
She decided she was going to leave. Mm. So we packed her bags and said, okay. And she walked out the door, went about 3 feet up the sidewalk and turned around and came back.
Yeah. Once I realized it was about eating time.
Yeah. Oops.
I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Time to go.
Yep. And that was all she wrote.
And there you have it.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day. There you go. Oh, man. There's a scam out there. People are losing, like, serious money, 80 grand, 100 grand. Targeting people that speak a different language. Nimrod's in the news and a news update coming up.